Ms. Haque, the DFS chief, met with Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud on Tuesday. She congratulated him on the country's recent political accomplishments.
Thank you. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
So glad to be here.
Thank you.
This is a great moment of hope for Somalia. A new government is installed, a new parliament is installed, and it was a great opportunity to speak to him about what he sees as the realization of nation building here in Somalia, his plans for development, his plans and concerns about security, and what the immediate short-term, but building the short-term into the medium and long-term goals.
Ms. Haque heads the UN department, which provides support to field operations in areas such as finance, logistics, information and communication technology, human resources, and general administration. In Somalia, it has a mandate to deliver logistics capacity to the African Union mission there, known as AMISOM.
We will continue to provide the support to AMISOM. We discussed the really credit that goes to AMISOM, particularly with respect to the great price that they have paid in the loss of lives to bring Somalia to where it is now.
Alongside the national forces, AMISOM troops have pushed Al-Shabaab militants from most areas of Somalia. They're helping to stabilize a country which was caught in civil war for more than two decades. The years of fighting also took a toll on the port in the capital, Mogadishu. But recently, there's been an increase in cargo ships coming into the port, bringing much-needed revenue to the country. Hussein Mohamed Gall is one of dozens of casual laborers who have found work at the Mogadishu seaport.
There is a big difference between this year and last year. All our trucks were in the garages, and there were hardly any ships at sea. We used to come to the port to look for work, but there was nothing. Now there are many ships here. The port is full, and others have been waiting for days at sea, waiting to dock.
Mogadishu International Seaport is bustling as workmen hoist bags of sugar on their heads for offloading onto waiting trucks. The sugar and other cargo have come all the way from places like Dubai and Pakistan. The vessel Safina 2 has been sailing these waters for over 10 months now, and business is good, says Arif, a crew member.
This time I'm coming from Pakistan, bringing sugar to Mogadishu. And before, this ship was doing about the last 14, 16 months, continuous regular run, bringing different cargo, general cargo, vehicles, everything to this port.
The activity at the port is a sign of hope in a country that, after years of turmoil, is undergoing a sea change. Deanne Penn, United Nations.